Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I'll be your host for the show. This is episode number 363, and I'm looking forward to sharing this episode with you that I was inspired to create after reading a really cool newsletter that I've been looking into to improve the show, actually, called Scrappy Podcasting. And I thought about it. The gears kept going, and I was like, man, I got to share this with the community. I feel like it'll be really impactful and put things in perspective, and not to mention super timely, since I've been getting a lot of questions around this subject anyway. So I hope you enjoy it, and it's a little different than what we normally do, but again, I think it'll be just as impactful as other episodes. Imagine you're at the Olympics and someone asks, you know, who's the greatest swimmer of all time? Most people, without a second thought, would probably say Michael Phelps. It's a super easy answer, given that he's got this unparalleled collection of medals and records. Phelps, in the realm of swimming, has become this symbol of excellence and dominance, particularly for his like go-to event, which is like the 200-meter butterfly. Yet, even Michael Phelps, with all the achievements, has limits. While he's crushed it and put up, you know, an unprecedented amount of medals and dominance in his particular races, in certain other races, he's not even on the map. He never medaled in certain events and just flat out chose to not compete in others. His dominance in swimming is both unmatched and just completely nuanced. And this breakdown of what I read about Michael Phelps and, you know, him flat out not competing in certain competitions, it really got me thinking that, you know, excellence in a specific niche can be a lot more impactful than general competence in a broad field. And I think this lesson is extremely poignant for Amazon seller brand owners. One of the recent things that came up that also triggered this is that, you know, in our Amazon seller meetups, we've begun doing live product sourcing again in our beginner hours. So every single Saturday from about 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, we're doing some live product sourcing between our like Ask Me Anything questions. And this is like our third week in a row doing it, and it's a success. And I'm frequently reminding fellow wizards who ask me when I pull up a product, like, man, is the niche big enough? And I frequently reply that I really don't care how big the niche is, as long as I'm the one dominating it. So the marketplace is extraordinarily vast and varied. So much like an Olympic swimming pool, actually, where, you know, competitors from across the globe get to compete against each other. And it's no different in Amazon with this global marketplace. The sheer diversity of products and the intensity of the competition on the platform mean that a much more focused approach can lead to much greater success. I frequently find myself saying, like, the riches are in the niches. Don't sell me two products. That's the pathway to doom and bankruptcy. And if you do, you're probably going to need to adopt this attitude of like always be launching, or like consistent, like having this 1,000 SKU catalog of a bunch of mediocre products. So I consider specializing in a specific product niche where you can truly excel, just like Michael Phelps did in the 200-meter butterfly, whether it's like an eco-friendly home good, you know, an innovative fitness equipment, or gourmet food products, which we talk about a lot with the Private Label Manufacturers Association. There's value in becoming the go-to brand in a specific area. And by doing so, you can concentrate your efforts on understanding your target market deeply. You can tailor your product to their needs, and you can just hone your market strategy to speak a lot better to them. And marketing is a very broad word. And I mean, you can focus your copy. You can focus, you know, the colors and the branding of your product, your A+ content, your PPC, the keywords you're going after. This may sound like 101 to you. And I think what's brought this a lot more to the forefront of my mind, again, as I've been mentioning in episodes lately, that, you know, I'm going all in on YouTube and figuring out how to use YouTube. I'm starting with, you know, the Wizards of Ecom YouTube channel. But my end goal here, my greater, you know, my eye, the goal I have my eye on is, you know, bringing YouTube and using it as a powerful lever for physical product launches, my products on Amazon, my products on Shopify, and using YouTube to explode those sales. So in the process of doing that, you know, we focus a lot on the targets and the avatars and like making sure your content is, you know, appealing and making sense for who you're trying to target. So I felt like this Michael Phelps story had a lot of relevance and a lot of lessons to be learned, as it pertains to Amazon. In the vast ocean of Amazon's marketplace, being in a specific category creates a clear identity for your brand. It makes it easier for customers to remember and recommend you. It's about creating a legacy in your niche, much like Michael Phelps did in the world of swimming. So nowadays, his name is synonymous with excellence in his best events. So much so that if you asked, you know, who's the best swimmer in the world, you would just, it's synonymous with just Michael Phelps, even though there was a lot of niches or races that he didn't compete in. So as an Amazon seller brand owner, ask yourself, or Shopify brand owner, whatever the case may be, what is your 200 meter butterfly? What is your zone of genius? What are you going all in on? What niche can you dominate so thoroughly that your brand becomes the first name that comes to mind for customers seeking products in that category? By finding and excelling in your specific niche, you can achieve sustainable success and build a lasting brand legacy on Amazon for your brand. And that's what we should be doing as brand owners. I would be remiss to not mention this one thing. I've been bringing it up a lot lately. And that is, if you're launching, you know, thousands of products, if you're across a bunch of different categories, or if you're trying to launch, you know, six different selling models at the same time, like arbitrage and influencer program and private label and Turo and Airbnb, and like you're all over the place doing all these different things. In reality, you're thinking you're doing this, you know, as sort of like a plan B. Well, if these don't work, these will, and I'm just going to be net ahead at the end of the year. But in reality, the area, the model, the niche, the product that is furthest away from hitting its goals, the one that is suffering the most and lagging the most, is what will consume 99% of your attention. And therefore, you'll be neglecting the winners in your catalog and in your business. So this is a short episode. I really hope it helps. Let me know your feedback if you want to hear episodes like this. I hope you can keep this Michael Phelps story top of mind when you're considering actions that you should be taking in your Amazon business. And I look forward to talking to you next week.